Need a closer walk with thee. Amen. I don't know if this helps or hurts me, but man, it's kind of nice to be able to just sit up here, just ease up that knee. Last week, which, hey, you know what? Second Sunday of 2022 and we're here. Woo! Good job. Two for two. 50 more to go. See y'all next Sunday. Ain't that how y'all view it? That's how I view it. Let's make every one of them. But last week as I talked to y'all, I gave you the right start for 2022, I felt like. I told you exactly what Paul was telling the church at Philippi, how we pursue God's will, how we forget the past, we concentrate on what's ahead, we have room to grow. But today, I wanted to kind of talk a little bit more about that. But I wanted to talk about our prayer life. And I wanted to talk about how we pray. And I did some research this week when I'm going to open it up to what I've been praying about for 2022 and where God's been leading me. And I didn't buy this book. It just appeared in my house. I couldn't tell you where it came from. I don't know. But it's called The Battle Plan for Prayer. And I've been reading it this year. Starting off in my devotion, reading a chapter a day. And man, I found some good stuff in here. That maybe some stuff that I already knew, but maybe some stuff that I'd forgotten to put into practice. You ever had that happen? You knew it, but yeah, it's been so long, I forgot about that. So as I talk to you today, and let me add on to that. So after I prayed about it, and I asked God to reveal to me, where would you like me to go? The prayer book came up. And God told me that I need to be praying. I said, I can handle that, Lord. I can pray for this church. Pray for y'all. I can pray for myself. I can pray for my family. To always be ready. But when I looked to God's word, I told the Wednesday night crew, I've never preached on these scriptures that I'm going to preach on today. And they kind of made me giggle in a sense. Because if you have your Bibles, go to Luke 18. And we're just in 1 through 14 today, but these are two parables that we have in front of us. And it is the parable of the persistent widow and the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. So I really want to focus my attention today on the parable of the persistent widow. Everybody there, Luke 18, 1. Let's look at God's word together. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Man, that hit me like a ton of bricks. There it is in black and white in English in the best form you could get it to. God's word tells us to always pray and not give up. This is where we see the parable of the persistent widow. Because I want you today in your walk, I want you to be a praying man. I want you to be a praying woman. I want you to be a praying church is what I want you to be. Let's open up with a word of prayer before we get going into this. Lord Jesus, thank you for this wonderful day that you have given us. Thank you, God, for your word, dear God. Lord, let it come alive in our hearts, Father. As we look at it, as we read it, as we study it, you tell us, Father God, to always pray, to not give up. You give us example after example in the Bible, Father God. Help us to be just that, Lord, to be always searching you out. Father, be with us in these next few minutes, dear God. These things I ask in your name. Amen. Luke said we should always pray, but we should also humble ourselves before the Lord. This is what these two parables are going to teach us today, is what they are. 1-8 teaches us to always pray and keep praying, to be persistent in our prayers. We keep on keeping on is what we do. Is there bumps in the road? Amen. There is bumps. We roll with them. We go over them. We keep going because we know that God has a plan. We know that. Look at what 2-8 says right there. Let's go ahead. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge. Look at how he neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. So we know we got a judge right there who's not a believer. He don't even care what you think. How about that? But we've got a persistent woman here who says that you need to grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but he finally said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. How about that? Now that's a persistent widow. She don't care. She don't give me my way. I'm going to come and attack you. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Jesus says, when he hears his people crying, he will not put them off. He will answer. Now, we all know, I don't have to tell you, God's will and our will are not the same. We don't understand, not always, but we know there's a plan in place. Do things hurt my heart? Absolutely. I sit before you today a little sad over what's happened with Lawrence. It hurt my heart. But I know God has a plan. When there's four types of prayers that we can offer up to God. Four types. The first one, that's what I want to cover with you today. The first prayer that we can offer up is an adoration prayer. This is a prayer that praises and worships God. In adoration, we're not necessarily requesting anything for him. We're merely adoring and honoring him in our hearts. Madison, give me Psalms 150 on the board, please. 1-6. Let's look at God's word together and see what the psalmist tells us in 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Maybe I should have flipped. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. 4 tells us. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. And 5. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with the resounding cymbals. In verse 6, last one. It's the icing on the cake, guys. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We were created to praise God. We're called to praise God. You see, just like God's word tells us, Jesus promises Heavenly Father in prayer, Matthew 6:9, he says, this then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Hallowed means greatly honored. Hallowed means to be declared sacred or holy is what it means. So we even see Jesus opening up his prayer with it, saying, hallowed. Every one of us is wired to worship. Do you get that? Every one of us it is. Every one of us, and we'll give our hearts, our attention, our time, our money, and service to whatever we value the most. Do you believe that? Because that's the truth. We will give our hearts, everything that we have, to what we value the most. I'm proud of each and every one of you for being here on week two. We acknowledge that God, he is beyond us, but he chooses to draw near to us. It's the best thing I can tell you. Thank him and praise him today for everything he's done in your life. Second thing today, second type of prayer offered up is a confession. This is your time to be honest about your sin through the cross of Christ. God has provided a way for anyone to be forgiven. He is faithful to cleanse, to heal, to restore our fellowship. And when we have honest confession, it leads to a fresh start of his forgiveness, but it helps us let go of the chains that keep us down. Amen? Because that's what ties us down. The third one is thanksgiving. Now, thanksgiving is God-directed. It's a humbly expressed attitude where praise focuses on whose God is. Thanksgiving highlights on what he has done or currently doing in your life. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances. Think about Daniel in the lion's den, David facing Goliath, Mary being at the cross when they crucified Jesus, and asking yourself, how can I thank God for this when something so terrible is happening in front of me? But his plans are bigger than ours. We serve the Creator. We serve the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the first and the last. We serve him. His ways are greater. His ways are better. It says, you think about this, and I know you're going to agree with me. God was working there in each of those situations, and he was going to be glorified through all the circumstances that happened. Although we know when David was a young boy and he stood out there against Goliath and he had nothing, that giant was standing there and he had nothing but that slingshot and he picked up that smooth stone. He loaded it in, he went for him. He knocked him down. And nobody would have believed it. Think about Daniel in the lion's den, and he never was touched. Mary at the cross, she's witnessing this. Could you imagine have you ever put yourself in Mary's shoes and thought about exactly what was happening? Most of us in here have children. We know we couldn't have bared that. That would have been just gut-wrenching, heart-wrenching to see. But God had a plan. But God had a reason for all of it. His plans are bigger than ours. If God does nothing else for us today, what he has already, all the blessings he's already given us is worth 1,000 lifetimes of thanks. It is. Last one right there, supplication. And asking, and basically supplication is asking for something from God to provide something for yourselves. Matthew 7:7-8. What does Jesus tell us in his words? I don't have it on the screen. He's going to say, ask, seek, knock, you will find. Remember those words? He tells us to in his words again. He tells us to ask, seek, find, knock, search it out. If that's what's on your heart, come to me. When we think about these four types of prayers, supplication being last is biblical wisdom. We actually spare out the word acts. A-C-T-S is what we do. We got the adored God. But our hearts, before I jump that, he says, when we think about these four types of prayers, Our hearts are more pure and ready to pray in faith when we have first adored God, A, number one, confessed our sins, number two, thanked him for what he's done in your life, and then ask, seek, knock. Let him know what's on your heart. Let him know what you're struggling with. Let him know exactly what's going on. In all these four types of prayers, we need to be praying all four types in our prayer list. We weave them together. We seek a balance with all of them is what we do. And in 2022, all I'm trying to do is get you ready for the year ahead, because we see how the past 2 years have gone, and you're probably a little nervous because it actually says 2022. Y'all get that? That's a joke. Nobody, I don't think nobody got it. 2022. T-O-O. Thank you, Tanya. That one bombed, sorry. Okay, yeah, one person. That was horrible. All right, I scratched that one from the repertoire. When we look at the next set of scriptures right there, let's look at 9 through 14 together. He says, it's the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. This is another part of it. When I'm talking about the parable of the persistent widow, I couldn't help but include this one because it tells us to never to be so, to humble ourselves before the Lord, to always be ready to know that he has a plan, that his plan will take over, that his plan will be in effect. It says, to some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. And the Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I got. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but he beat his breast and he said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Do you humble yourselves before you go to the Lord in prayer? Now, there's a little story I came across. A minister, you're going to love this, Kyle. A minister, a Boy Scout, and a computer expert. Okay, y'all got the gist? They're all on a small plane flying, and the pilot comes to the back and says, hey, the plane's going down. There's only three parachutes and there's four people. I'm going to have to take one of them because I have a wife and three small children. So the pilot grabs the first parachute and he jumps out. Well, the computer man then speaks up and says, well, I've got to have a parachute too because I'm the world's smartest man and no one can live without me. So he takes the second one and jumps. The Reverend and the Boy Scout are standing there looking at one another, and the Reverend says, son, I've known the Lord Jesus all my life. I want you to take this last parachute and you jump and I'll go down with the plane. Boy Scout looked at him and said, relax, Reverend. The world's smartest man just grabbed my backpack and jumped. That one hit. Had to redeem myself. You get what I'm saying, though, to never think of yourself more highly than you ought to. That's what I'm preaching today. When we think about these four, we've all been in that situation, and I know you felt, oh, I just put my foot in my mouth, or I know I'm maybe got a little too big for my britches, is what my mama used to say. Don't get a little too big for your britches now. Tried, but we always have to be aware. But the best thing of those scriptures right there in the second when he's telling him is he's saying, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Those are the seven greatest words right there. Because we're sinners saved by the grace of God. When we think about these four ways that we can pray, that we can draw closer to God, I want you to really consider them. Jesus goes on to say and finish up in 14. He says, I tell you this, man, rather than the other. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, And those who humble themselves will be exalted. Humble yourself before the Lord today. Maybe there's a decision that needs to be made in here. Maybe there's a renewing that needs to be done. Maybe you accepted Christ a long time ago and you've drifted, or you feel like you just don't quite belong. Have you poured your heart out to Him? Have you followed these four steps of adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication? Think about those four things. When you get on your knees and when you get with Jesus in that quiet time, to really lift it up to Him. Because God puts the directions right here in our life book. He does. What makes it so great is that we can go to it and we can study God's word. And we can look at 18:1 and let it speak so directly to us. Luke says, always pray and not give up. Period. There's your sermon. That's it. We should never give up. You know, as we worked cows yesterday with Kyle, and it's something I enjoy, and I did not get kicked. I had to maybe sacrifice one of the girls or something. Oh, it did. Whoops, we'll leave it down there for a minute. Didn't get kicked or anything like that. But the boys, the Carter guys, who were real good farmers, they had this old calf get away from them. And man, you talking about three guys chasing a chicken through the mud. Yeah, we got some video. I'll show that to y'all later. It's pretty good. Oh, it's really good. So the guys, and I couldn't help but think when I was witnessing this from my catch pen, and I was watching, I wasn't in the chase, and Kyle and his brothers, they were communicating with one another, although not that good. I mean, they were just all over. And as this calf was slipping and sliding and juking and jiving, and I thought, Lord, that's probably how you feel about us a lot of times. That's true. Lord, that's how you feel about us. You send help, you give us directions, you give us instructions, you give us everything we need, but we still don't want to go through that gate. Whether you may be scared or whatever the case may be in your life, we'll juke and jive it, we'll run around it, we'll circle back and relook. We're guilty of that. I couldn't help but sit there and think of that I bet that's how Jesus feels with me. All He wants me to do is go down that path. And boy, I want to look around the corner and I want to look this way and I want to run over here. And luckily the guys ended up getting a rope and they caught him. Which that was a whole nother ordeal. I hope that got videoed too. Because calves are strong. And the Carter boys are getting a little older and, you know. But you get what I'm saying. I hope you get your message this morning to go back to your prayer life, to go back to Christ, to do exactly. God have mercy on us all, a sinner. Let's close today. Father God, Lord, we thank You for this wonderful day that You have given us. God, we thank You, Lord, for Your word and how we're able to draw from it, dear Jesus. And Lord, it helps bring us closer to You, Father. Lord, as we start our weeks with day one, Father, may we all be found looking at You with our eyes up. God, I ask, Lord, that You will be with each and every person that we mentioned on our prayer list, Father God. Lord, You know each and every situation. Comfort those, Father. Lord, heal those, Father. Watch over them, Father. Lord, be with us, dear God, as we just want to be filled with Your Spirit. Lord, to help us to know how to come to Your grace, Father God. Slowly, but Father God, more and more closer every time to seek that relationship with You. Lord, be with us in our next hour, Father God. Watch over us, lead, guide, and direct us. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Your precious and holy name I pray. Amen.